Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I'm about the two National Spelling Bee winners. This is the first time in 52 years we got two Spelling Bee winners. I know. Oh, I heard it was brutal. Absolutely brutal. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so news this morning that President Obama has accepted a resignation of VA Secretary Eric K. Shinseki hours after he had apologized and accepted responsibility for the health care scandal that turned his agency, they say, into a complete quote-unquote political war zone. So basically, you guys know what happened. What happened with that is apparently the VA has to go up the chain of command and give report that they're not keeping people waiting, that they're training people, etc. Well, there's been reports that a lot of these reports were doctored. So, you know, they said, like, for example, in the Phoenix VA, some of the delays for our veterans to get into health care, to get some sort of health care, took an average of 115 days. 115 days? That's almost 4 months. But what was really the sticker on this one was that that was five times what the hospital had reported. I mean, if the hospital said, look, guys, this is the best we could do, maybe they wouldn't have gotten in trouble. All right. Plus, as many as 1,700 veterans were kept off the quote-unquote official list to hide that they weren't being served. Now, what? From what I understand, the VA is going to do is they're going to contact each of those 1,700 veterans that weren't able to get treatment, and they're going to try to help arrange the treatment. All right. From what we understand, there's going to be no bonuses for, I guess, or they're going to try to block bonuses for the senior executives, and they're going to remove patient wait times from performance reviews as a measure of success. You know, this idea of performance reviews has been a very, very popular one over the last few decades in a variety of businesses and venues. But to me, whenever I hear about performance reviews, I start to think fraud. I start to think that people are going to doctor things up so their review looks better. Now, to me, when I used to wait tables, and actually I used to, you know, work in fast food, and the one thing about the restaurant industry is you have secret shoppers. So you would have a secret shopper come through the drive-thru or come through the, when I worked at Jack in the Box on Maryland Parkway in Tropicana. And so, you know, I'd be like, you know, but when a patient came in, you had no idea if they were a secret, covert employee. Well, I forgot what they called them. C-something A's. Not CPAs, no. Anyway, something like that. And so, or QPCs or something like that. Okay, so you always want to be in your best behavior. You always want to make sure you bag the burger right. I got in trouble because I put a big Jumbo Jack. The Jumbo Jacks, I think, used to be bigger. I used to put a big Jumbo Jack in one of those small bags. And the sandwich is not supposed to be ripping out of the bag. The bag's not supposed to be ripping to contain the sandwich. I'm supposed to use a bigger bag. But you're not supposed to use too big a bag because you don't want it to look like you got a little bitty sandwich in a big, huge bag. So I screwed up on the bag because I tried to smash this burger into a bag and it ripped or something. I gave it to a customer. Yeah, but it was a good sandwich and it was fast and I smiled and I said, come back again, and I suggest or sold. Same thing. When I was working at a restaurant waiting tables, you would have secret shoppers. Now, I didn't like to be a salesman, so I got in trouble from a secret shopper because I didn't suggest the onion rings and the appetizers, etc. I did not like to suggestive sell. I thought that was just too sales mini. So I was like, okay, so we're going to get this slab of ribs, this. That's good. Did you guys want any appetizers? And as soon as they start to say, nah, I'm like, you know what? I don't blame you. This is kind of a lot of food. You get a lot of big portions on the plate. Now, I didn't think that was bad because I was commenting on the fact there were big portions on the plate. I wasn't saying you don't want the appetizers because they suck. I said, you don't want the appetizers. I don't blame you for not wanting the appetizers because you got a lot of good food coming your way. I still got in trouble. You're supposed to suggest a style appetizer. So I got to tell you, though, these whole secret shopper spy mission, etc., these keep you on your toes. All right? That's what I think should be happening with the VA. The problem is I don't know how they kind of coordinate. I'm sure they have spies in the government that could be a VA patient. But that's how you do your performance review. You come in stealth and you act as a patient and you see what the wait time is. You write that down. This way nobody can doctor it up. Nobody can fake it. Nobody can exactly what's happening to you. And that would be my suggestion. Stealth. All right? That's what I think should be happening with the VA. The problem is I don't know how they kind of coordinate. I'm sure they have spies in the government that could be a VA patient. But that's how you do your performance review. You come in stealth and you act as a patient and you see what the wait time is. You write that down. This way nobody can doctor it up. Nobody can fake it. Nobody can. You know exactly what's happening to you. And that would be my suggestion. Secret patients. I don't know how you fake a vaginitis. I don't. But I'm sure somebody can. I mean, spies are really good at that stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-800-237-7237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Any medical questions you have, you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about how the EPA is going to be cutting 30% in power plant carbon emissions by the year 2030. This should help our breathing, heart disease, cancer, etc. So much good stuff. I can't really rejoice because remember, 2030 is when chocolate is supposed to be in very, very short supply. So, you know, some of us may not really be caring about our breathing. But you know what? It's interesting nonetheless. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how porn has been found to actually literally shrink the brain. Yes, porn. Then there are people poisoning dogs who are keeping them up barking at night. We are also going to be saying goodbye to Ann Davis. She was Alice on the Brady Bunch. I loved Alice. Unfortunately, she dies at age 88 after hitting her head in a bathroom fall. I'm sure the family is going to fire the maid for that one. But she was such an iconic character that, when we think of a maid or we think of like a housekeeper, nanny, et cetera, you think Alice. Alice was really, really just adorable. And she lived till 88. It's a shame that what caused her death was hitting her head, and it was a fall. It was a fall. She never regained consciousness after this fall. And fall-proofing, we've talked about fall-proofing houses and how to make our house more senior-friendly and fall-proof, but it's not 100%. I've fallen in the bathroom. It's embarrassing when you fall in the bathroom, right? Because you're naked, and then you have to have everybody help you. Okay, and then the dogs and the cats come by like, huh? What are you doing down there? Are you going to feed us? No, I'm not going to feed you. I fell and I can't get up. But when you hit your head, people don't realize how serious head trauma could be. A simple fall. Isn't that how Atkins died? The one who designed the Atkins diet, he fell and hit his head. Falling and hitting your head. I used to always think grandma or my aunts were being weenies. We're like, no, I don't want to fall. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't want to fall. Who cares? You fall, you get right back up. You taught me that. You fall, you don't cry, you brush yourself up. Well, yeah, I was a 5-6-year-old kid falling all the time. Okay, I mean, we can get back up, but the older you are, you can't get back up. So it's a shame. It's a shame. I guess she was walking downstairs to say goodnight before going to bed. She went up, went to the bathroom, etc. She was also one of the very few people in the Brady Bunch that I guess had sex scandal associated with, right? Wasn't there like the Florence Henderson, Greg Brady scandal where the mom slept with the son? And now remember, the show was in the 60s and the 70s. So you weren't supposed to be having all these scandals. And nowadays, everybody's sleeping with each other on all these TV shows. It's some scary stuff. Probably the only show that nobody's sleeping with each other is Duck Dynasty or Pawn Stars. Everybody, everything else, there's always some scandal with somebody. So, but I think she was... No, she was not. The dad? Who was the dad? The dad was, trying to think who the dad was. Pretty handsome guy. Remember he had the curly perm? And then Robert Reed? Was that his name, Robert Reed? I don't remember. But Robert Reed, I don't think, had an affair with anybody on the set. No. And Alice. Now, Alice went... Okay, Alice on Brady Bunch, she was dating the guy with the meat. Who was the guy that was always packing meat? Her. And a lot of us were giggling about that one. Harry or Henry. And so he would always bring these yummy steaks. I didn't understand as a child when I was watching Brady Bunch why you would waste a whole entire steak on somebody's eye. With us, we were kind of poor. So to have meat, and I mean like steak meat, that was a lot of money. That was expensive stuff. So here I am as a little kid watching Brady Bunch, who to me was like the richest family in the world, throw a steak of meat on like Peter's eye or Cindy's eye. They got a black eye. I'm like, boo-hoo. When I got a black eye, no big deal. I mean, I walked around with it. I didn't waste a whole succulent piece of meat that we could like eat for dinner. I never understood that. But Alice was good. She always knew what to do. She always made everybody feel better. She made us laugh and she made us giggle. And she'll truly be missed. Ann Davis dies at age 88. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. All right. Well, it's not interesting. It's kind of concerning. But I was on birth control. We've talked about my birth control ad nauseum. We've talked about my birth control at great lengths. And one of the birth controls I was on was the NuvaRing. Remember we talked about the NuvaRing and how it fell out. I was in the middle of Walmart. Somebody slipped on it. I had to like quickly brush it off and insert it before anybody else would slip on it. Well, the NuvaRing has been allegedly now linked to almost, I believe, 224 deaths. And we have a family who is suing Merck and rejecting the $100 million settlement, saying that their daughter, Erica Linghart, died from a pulmonary embolism in 2011 due to the NuvaRing. Now, there's been multiple lawsuits against Merck with the NuvaRing, and I don't know if any of these could be 100% proven that the actual NuvaRing was causing blood clots or heart attack or a variety of other things that the lawsuits are claiming they cause. However, right now there are 4,000 lawsuits Merck is facing that may be linked to 224 deaths. Now, the NuvaRing, that was a real nice birth control in that you only had to, you put it in, it's a vaginal insert, so you put it in for 3 weeks and you take it out for a week to have your period, and then you put a new one in 3 weeks later. When you take it out, you are supposed to dispose of it, okay? You're not supposed to hang it on anything to draw, just throw it out, okay? And it's cute. It's a cute little, it kind of looks like a rubber band thingy. They were associated with a 0.5-pound weight loss. It was a birth control that was supposed to offer not the typical weight gain. I still gained 30 pounds. At first, when I heard a 0.5 weight loss, you know, for the NuvaRing, I asked my doctor if I could insert 40 at a time so I could lose 20 pounds. She did commend me on my math and my fast thinking, but she said, you will not be able to put 40 up in there. I told her, you don't know. Man, you forgot I went to college. Anyway, that's a whole other story for a different time. But this is kind of scary, okay? We have young women on birth control. Could it possibly be linked to pulmonary embolism or heart disease or other types of embolism or clots? Now, it has ethanol estradiol, which is an estrogen that is already widely used. Ethanol estradiol is in tons of different birth controls. Then you have the progestin, the etanogestrel. Now, this is supposed to be solely secreted throughout the 3 weeks and absorbed by the vaginal wall. Now, NuvaRing's been out since 2002, but we've heard more and more reports about heart attacks and strokes and death by possible NuvaRing use since 2007. Now, whenever you hear of birth control, I know there's been reports on Yaz and Yasmin and the Ortho Evra patch, etc. I need to remind all of you that every single birth control, especially with estrogen, poses risks. We had a patient die of pulmonary embolisms. Apparently, she had multiple that happened in one shot. And her gynecologist just gave her a normal run-of-the-mill birth control. Your job, if you do take birth control, is number one, I would suggest this for everybody, and I understand Obamacare may not pay for it, but I suggest everybody get a coagulation panel to see if you could be hypercoagulable, if you carry any of the genetic tendencies to make blood clots. When I was in training, it was a panel 375 at AML, and then it turned to APL, and then it turned to Quest. I don't know if they still have the panel 375, but it checks a whole variety of things, your factor 5 lead-in, your antithrombin 3, etc., to see if in that pathway you are prone to making blood clots or embolisms, whether it be pulmonary or cerebral, etc. And if you do carry that risk, you do not go on estrogen. Number two, do not, for the love of the Lord, smoke while you're taking birth control or while you're taking your hormonal contraceptives. Estrogen is very clot forming. You know, every now and then you get these women in that are virgins that have their first time sexual encounter, and they rip and they tear. We always check them for abuse and rape, except like, no, it's just I tore. You know, very common for virgins to tear, hymen rupture, etc. Well, one such treatment we use is a little bit of estrogen cream, because that little bit of estrogen cream helps close things up. Well, that's nice, but then think of it on a daily basis and at a dose that may unfortunately be at the point where it could cause certain clogs. So be very, very careful. Very, very careful. And I would suggest sitting down and talking to your medical professional about that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an interesting email. Tim writes, Doctor, I was discharged from my doctor a month ago and I'm looking for a new one. Not sure why why he dumped me. I remember a few shows ago you told us to pay our doctor bills. You see, you're learning something. Yay. So proud of you guys. But I don't have any outstanding charges. What could have irked him? Ooh, I love that word, irked him to the point of firing me. And he goes on to say that, you know, he was doing his labs and his medications, blah, 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 blah. I'm not particularly sure what could have happened there. I've talked to you guys about reasons why doctors discharge. You know, number one reason is not paying your bills. The next is not following advice. Okay? You know, because lawsuits are still plentiful out there. And so when you have a patient that's not really following or heeding your medical advice and they end up, putting their health at risk, and you're the one that is, leading them down this health path that the family believes you are, when you're like, no, they're just not listening to what I'm saying. A lot of doctors say, look, I'm not doing anything for you. You go and, you know, do your own thing, so to speak. Those are usually the top reasons why you would get discharged, actively discharged. You may be passively discharged because an insurance company just doesn't take it anymore, or the doctor doesn't take the insurance company. The insurance company dropped them. But I think this is a very, very good time to discuss what makes doctors mad. What really ticks us off? What really gets under our skin? I mean, if you want to really be on our poop list or be shown the door, what are the things that you're doing to us? Okay, well, first and foremost, can I just say this? Never. Like, if I'm talking to you about your weight, and I'm saying, I never see you gaining weight, don't come back and go, well, look who's talking. You know, look at you, doctor. Why aren't you losing? Oh, no. I had a patient once. Now, she was older and she had dementia. But she screamed up and down the hall, you gained weight. Wow. You're a lot bigger. I'm like, oh, man. So that ruined my day. Do you think I was all hugs and kisses with that office visit? Oh, hell no. Number two. I would say do not ask for extra prescriptions for family members. You know what? My husband can't come in. Can you just go ahead and give him the same prescription? Because most likely I gave him the clap, or I did this, or I did this. You know what? He's going to probably come down with a cold as well. Just write him a Z-Pak as well. Don't be doing that, okay? We doctors are not supposed to. We could get in trouble, as well as it can open up a whole slew of liability. I can't tell you how many times somebody had, you know, bronchitis, or maybe a simple cold, but somebody else in the family got pneumonia. Just because you have something, it doesn't mean the antibiotic fits all. It's not that a bacteria will be killed by an antibiotic. When you're sick, it's a whole variety of things. It's not just the Z-Pak matched to the antibiotic. It's what is your body doing? How's your body responding? So don't be asking for prescriptions for extra family members. I know you guys do that. Some doctors, they're okay with it, but a lot of doctors or medical providers aren't. One thing that really makes me mad is I go through your whole visit. I spend so much time with you. We're good. I'm now behind for my next set of patients. So I go. I get a call probably about maybe an hour later from my nurse saying that now the wife is on the phone and she wants me to rehash everything now over the phone that I just did with the patient. But now I have all these patients behind. Okay? Just bring the wife. I am so tired of having to explain to the wife everything that I explained to you. If you're not going to get it right, all right, then just bring her along, because I can't do two already overextended long visits on one day for the same patient. You can't do that, okay? So that's another thing that kind of gets me mad. This really, really ticks me off. All right, somebody goes, I have acute abdominal pain. I got a lot of abdominal pain. I'm hurting, Dahlia. I go, fine, let's go to the ER. Let's get you set up for the ER. No, I don't want to go to the ER. I don't want to go to the ER. Can you just send me up for a CAT scan? I'm like, are you sure? What if this is appendicitis? Listen, I just can't go to the ER. I don't have the money. My insurance will pay for a CAT scan. So my staff sits on the phone trying to get a CAT scan off. I have to sometimes talk to the doctor in charge of prior authorization. We get it all set up for 4:20 that afternoon, okay, because it's about 3:50 now, so 30 minutes. We got it all set up. You turn around and not show up, or you call and say, you want to know what? I got things to do. I'm going to do it next week. What? Oh, I get so mad. Another thing that really, really has made me mad and furious is touching me. I don't mind a hug, but don't touch me. Don't touch my boobs. Another one, don't smack your doctor on the butt. There was a patient who smacked me on the butt, and then there was another patient going, you got the best butt, and he starts tapping my butt. Why are you doing that? You don't touch me. Don't. Whoa. That makes me mad. So that's a big no, okay? Next, don't try. This is always kind of insulting to me. I walk into the room, I'm wearing a white coat, and then you try to guess what I ate for lunch because it's dripped on my white coat. Okay, don't. It might have been a little pesto chicken sandwich. Yeah, maybe there was a little bit of mayo. Maybe there was some ketchup. I apologize. It was on, but don't start guessing what I had eaten. Don't ask your doctor to pre-taste your prescription. I got that once. Dahlia, this cough syrup tastes like poop. Okay, but that's not the word they said. You drink it. I go, I'm not going to drink it. I'm on the job. Like, no. If you're going to make me taste, I want you to taste it and tell me if this is all right. Now, mind you, okay, I understand the why they wanted to do that, because some of these medicines really smell putrid or they taste metallic-y, and it's very scary. Like, children's Zithromax, to me, tastes metallic-y. That scares me. I don't like that. I love Zithromax. I'm a huge fan of Zithromax, but sometimes it tastes perfectly sweet, and sometimes it tastes a little metallic-y, all right? But don't be bringing in your cough syrup with codeine and asking me to take a swig while I'm on the job. Can't do that. Also, if I prescribe for you an Anusol suppository, please don't ask me to demonstrate how to apply it, okay? I'm not going to be taking off my clothes. I'm not allowed to. Even though I practice in Vegas, we're dressed. Next, some of you guys think it's funny to ask for foreplay before I do your prostate exam. It's a prostate exam. There's nothing sexual. Okay? We need to look at orifices. I know you're trying to be funny. I know you're trying to, but no foreplay. And then, after I finish the prostate exam, do not be asking your doctor for a cigarette. There, again, nothing sexual. Doctors aren't supposed to carry cigarettes. We're not supposed to smoke. Another thing that really makes me mad is I'll see you. You'll come in 6 months later, and you'll be mad, right, that you had to come in because you just wanted a refill of the 30-day daily medication I had given you 6 months ago. And so I gave you a medication you're supposed to take once a day for 30 days and then follow up 30 days later. Now you're here 6 months, okay, and you're mad that I made you come in for a refill. Well, it's 6 months. How? You better have some damn good excuse how a 30-day prescription for a once-a-day pill lasted you 6 months. Okay? And I know what you guys do. You cut it in half, you forget, you throw them at the dog. Don't ever ask me to write you Ambien 10 milligrams, like 10 milligrams of Ambien, with the excuse, well, it's because you're allergic to Ambien 5. No, that doesn't make sense. Somebody did that with the Lortab. I need Lortab 10 because I'm allergic to Lortab 5. Okay, no, that's strength. Makes no sense that you're allergic to one strength and you want the higher. Don't be doing that. I also get ticked off if you don't show for a scheduled exam. Okay, you know showing really makes me mad. It really does, because I had to turn away patients, and now you have a visit and then you no-show? Right? And then you call at about, 5:30 at night, and then the wife calls to go over the whole entire conversation again? Yeah, I got a problem with that. Right? And then remember, I am not in sales. Don't ask me to negotiate your bill. You have a relationship with your insurance company. If the insurance company pays nothing and says you have to pay the rest, then you fight with them. Don't fight with me. All right. Does that make some sense? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What, do you want it funny? Or serious? You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm supposed to be sneezing. Hold on, sneeze coming. No sneeze.
Oh, that stinks. That was going to be a good sneeze. You know, it's one of those sneezes that you kind of need to get through your day. That doesn't make any sense. Hold on, the sneeze could still be coming. See, look, I had a whole five-minute break. Are you kidding me? I had a full five-minute break and could sneeze. See, now I got to blow my nose. I got nothing around me to blow my nose. I blew my nose on air, and one of you guys heard it, and you were like, that was juicy. Well, of course it was juicy. All right? I mean, I blew my nose. I don't blow my nose if it's dry. You blow your nose when it's juicy. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so science has suggested that people who watch porn have smaller brains. They're actually seeing less gray matter. So the argument that if you look at too much porn, that you will shrink your brain may actually hold water. Now, I realize a lot of you guys look at porn. And not willingly. Okay? I get that. You know? I mean, there's like TV shows on, and all of a sudden, there's like this sex scene. And you're like, wait a second. No, I was just trying to watch, you know, Glee. And then all of a sudden, there's some, you know, like, wait a second. Not that Glee has porn. But I think what this means is not for those of us who accidentally are watching and then Showtime Extreme comes on or whatever. Anyway. German researchers recruited 64 men between the ages of 21 and 45 who watched an average of 4 hours of pornography per week. How do you get a bunch of men to admit that? The researchers did MRI scans of men's brains while showing them a mixture of sexually explicit images and non-sexual imagery. I can already see you guys go, how do I sign up for that? Did you get paid for doing that? The research was published May 28th in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry. The researchers said our findings indicated that gray matter volume of the right caudate of the striatum is smaller with higher pornography use. This is, by the way, the area of the brain. It's kind of associated with reward processing, motivation. They said men who watch more porn, this has been reported by Huffington Post, showed less activity in another area of the striatum called the left putamen. And putamen, it kind of lights up, I guess, during sexual images. They said very heavy porn consumers also had a weaker connection between the striatum and the prefrontal cortex. Now, your prefrontal cortex is important for decision making. Honey, what are you doing down there? It's time to go to work. Work? I don't need to go to work. See, that's what porn does to you. They say dysfunction of the circuitry, according to the researchers, has been related to inappropriate behavioral choices as well as drug seeking, regardless of the potential negative outcomes. Okay, so is the brain, quote unquote, shrinking? I don't want to say it is actually shrinking, all right, per se. I think we lose a lot of our brain matter by a variety of other reasons, but think about it, okay? All right, you're sitting there watching porn. That 4 hours a week that you're watching porn, you could be exercising or doing something of activity. Never mind. Some of you are very active while you watch porn. Let's move on. Okay, Dr. Simone Kuhn of the Max Planck Institute for Human Development in Berlin told Reuters in an email, boy, that was a lead-in. This better be a damn good quote with that long a lead-in. It's not clear, for example, whether watching porn leads to brain changes or whether people born with certain brain types watch more porn. Ah, Kuhn and her colleagues said they hoped future studies could reveal how excessive porn consumption may affect the brain over time and how it affects the brain over new viewers. Okay, wait a second. You know what I think this is? Okay, I think a bunch of researchers are like, okay, hey, look guys, what do you want to study this year? I don't want to study anything. I just want to look at porn. Well, no, I got something for you guys. I got something. Okay, you know what? Yeah, we could technically study porn. Who's going to pay money for us to study porn? No. The government's giving grants out to everything. Look, the government's giving grants out to cows that fart. Okay, hold on the phone. Okay, you know, listen, do we want to study AIDS research? No, that's been done. No. How about breast cancer, autism? No. Okay, then let's do that. Let's study porn. Get a bunch of us, watch porn, we'll scan the brain, we'll make it look all scientific. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's what I think. Dude, let's start watching it now. I got a whole bunch right here on my laptop. No. We got to get the grant. We could get paid to watch porn. No, well, they're not supposed to be the ones watching the porn. They're supposed to say, hey, maybe our subscriptions could be paid for. Is it tax deductible? I mean, if the government is funding a research study, now obviously this wasn't our government, but if the government, this is where we need a good tax attorney or a good CPA to call in, or an accountant. Is it tax deductible if the U.S. is funding a study on porn for you to get your pornography, you know, whether it be through the mail, like Playboy, or online? Well, a lot of online now it's free. You can get porn free, my guess. I told you guys why. Here's the problem with watching porn. Here's the problem, okay? I don't have time. Alright, I don't have actual physical time to sit there and I don't have time to have sex, let alone to watch other people having it. Maybe when I retire and there's nothing else to watch on TV, but oh my gosh, I have 400 stations on cable? Okay, I am so behind on my Pawn Stars. I'm so behind on Glee. I am caught up with Game of Thrones. Oh, did you guys see the Game of Thrones? Which, by the way, that can't happen. The skull bursting like that? No, that is not medically correct. Something else would have had to happen. I'm already answering questions, but I can't go into detail because some of you guys have not seen last night's Game of Thrones. So we'll have to talk about that. I have to hold. All right, but no, I got things to see, people to do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, all right. Light in the room when you sleep has been found to increase the risk of obesity in women. Okay, so when we women tell our men, close the drapes, it's not because we're worried about people seeing us naked, it's because we want to lose weight. Greater exposure to light at night raised both body mass index and waist size in more than 113,000 women taking part in this British study. It was called the Breakthrough Generation Study. They followed women for 40 years in an attempt to identify root causes of breast cancer. Obesity, of course, is a cause of breast cancer. Professor Anthony Swerdlow from the Institute of Cancer Research in London said metabolism is affected by cyclical rhythms within the body that relate to sleeping, waking, and light exposure. Sounds more intelligent with the English accent. The associations we saw in our study between light exposure and night and obesity were very bloody intriguing. We cannot tell at this stage what the reason is. Okay, yeah, just tell us to close drapes. Okay, close the drapes. Now, remember I told you guys that those of you, I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we have a lot of shift workers. So a lot of my patients, they're awake at night working, and then during the day, they're asleep. So light is coming into the room. So that's kind of interesting. I wonder if here's the thing. I think we're starting to figure out, and there was a study we're going to talk about also in the next hour about white bread causing us to be fat. I think we started to finally realize that what we learned in the 1980s about calorie in, calories in, need to be calories out is not true. I think most of us from the 80s are now middle-aged and above, and we realize that however we were skinny in the 80s, it just doesn't happen anymore. Things are different. Maybe it's global warming. I don't know. So now we realize that all these other factors are making us fat. It's light. It's the white bread. It could be the same amount of calories. We could think we're really cutting our calories, but if it's a certain type of carbohydrate, that's going to mess with our metabolism. That's going to slow everything down. The diet sodas are probably, I think, a big culprit to our obesity. But, yeah, absolutely. Shut the light. Let your body think it's nighttime, for crying out loud. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Deli.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.